Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of ASEA now for just right at 3.5 years. It's been a fantastic ride. And one of the best things about network marketing is the friends you make and really also the obstacles you have to overcome, because in this business, it's about becoming more. I've got a really great couple on tonight, which I consider very dear friends. You know, it's always when they say you're the sum total of the five closest friends you keep. I want to make sure I keep really, really smart friends close to me, and I got a really smart couple on because they make me look a lot better. But I got Dr. Dick and Nancy Walker on the call with us tonight. They're Triple Diamonds, have had great success. They have a large not only a business in the United States, but also internationally. And just doing the fantastic things for the company itself. So, Dr. Dick and Nancy, are you with us?
Yeah, we're here.
We are. Hey, Terry.
Awesome.
Thanks, Terry.
Well, thanks for taking time out of y'all's busy schedule to come on to tonight's call. And as we get into it tonight, I know we're going to have a lot of new people that come on to this, and there might be some people who know your story. But if you wouldn't mind, before we get into it, would y'all share a little bit of your background and really what brought you to this company, ASEA?
Sure, no problem. You know, I've been involved right about the same time you have. In fact, we both took a trip down to corporate to take a look at this together after it was, brought up to us by a good dear friend of both of ours, Jerry White. And, I knew really literally nothing about this technology except that it existed through my nutritional literature. I had no idea there was a commercial product available. After I took that trip down there, I came home and I was just kind of levitating off the floor, just thinking about the potential that this technology had to help mankind, and then equating that to the potential that it had to create a financial future. Because you know, I knew that with the technology we had, if this company was as smart as it seemed to be, that we were going to be in for a heck of a ride. We were going to be able to help a lot of people, both physically and financially. And so I really literally didn't have time to start a new business. I was working 50 to 60 hours a week in the emergency room. I had been involved in a network marketing company I thought I had achieved my freedom, and then it just didn't work out that way. And I'd gone back to working really hard in the hospital, and we'd had some financial things outside of that, that it really, I was really looking at having to work that hard for a lot more years, and I was already approaching retirement age. So ASEA really seemed to be the answer to a number of different problems, especially financial. And so I jumped in, started working this in the nooks and crannies of a really busy life, and you know, within 18 months, had a six-figure income and had hit the diamond level. And that's about the point where Nancy decided to join, because she was picking up all the other loose ends while I was trying to maintain a medical career and get this business off the ground. And now we do it together, and I'm going to let her share that perspective. But it's just been an incredibly wonderful, at times challenging, but very rewarding process. And we're glad to be working with people like you and the rest of this team, and it certainly is a team effort. And we certainly enjoy these calls because they help everybody stay on track. So we're loving it, and I'm going to turn it over to Nancy to give you her perspective.
Yeah, well, I have a little different perspective than Dick does, because when he started doing this business, he was working so much and had been for the last, 23, 24 years. At the hospital, and I had my own business, and I was trying to run a retail store and a yarn business. We had 135 alpacas at our ranch, and I had spent a lot of years managing the ranch, doing the vet work as well. So we had been running in two different directions for a long time, and initially I thought, you know, this is just one more thing that we don't have room for in our life, and I can't even entertain the idea. But what I realized is that this was our answer to having a life together, and that all all the years of work, we never created the kind of wealth that we thought we would to allow us freedom to have a life after all the work was, you know, after we had raised our four children and worked so hard. We still didn't have what I thought we'd have. We weren't where I thought we would be, where we would have time to have friends and to do activities together. But then all of a sudden, Athea brought that into our life. And we had, going from no friends, because we worked all the time, and Dick worked nights and I worked days, going from no friends to having, it seems like, a million friends, and always somebody positive around and a positive event to go to that together, and we are creating wealth in our retirement years like we never have, even though we worked, and I mean we worked 7 days a week for so many years. And this is the only thing that we've done that is actually, it's easy, it's simple, and it's fun, and it's creating the kind of wealth that we've always hoped for. So this is what's going to give us the freedom, the fun, the friends, and everything.
You know what I love, Nancy and Dick, what you guys are bringing up? Sometimes we just hear people say, I just don't have enough time. And I know everybody's perception at times can be different. It's what we perceive. Kind of give us an idea, because I have a little bit of an idea how busy y'all, I mean, by way of what I've heard, but I mean, y'all built a business with this amazing technology, this amazing company, leveraging the means of distribution being network marketing to a six-figure income within 18 months, really extreme part-time. So kind of give us an idea when, how in the world, with what all y'all had going on, were y'all able to do this?
Well, it really, we wouldn't have been able to do it if we didn't have a team, and you're part of that same team, and Jerry White's a big part of that team. And there were times when, you know, the only thing I had time to do was to introduce somebody to the concept of ASEA and have a short conversation with them, give them a tool to look at, and introduce them to Jerry or somebody else on the team. And then really Jerry and Denny and really the team with them sort of kick in and help work those people through the process. And we were doing meetings at our home a couple nights a month. We would have people over, and we would just, you know, instead of leaving our home and going somewhere else, we'd just have people come here, and we would sit down, talk about ASEA, and, you know, we fitted into the nooks and crannies of our lives by making contact, using tools, and really using the resources of the team to carry that through. And I learned early on to just ask people to join us, and what I found out was that usually if you asked them, they were willing to jump on board and at least give it a try. And next thing you know, I didn't really anticipate it was going to happen that quickly, or that it would be that successful. And it just started happening. But it's the process and it's the products. The products work so darn well for so many people that, you know, they love it, they stay on it, they talk to their friends about it, and, you know, and people start to like the lifestyle that they see as well. So it's the whole package, I think, that's made it possible.
You know, Terry, Dick and I worked all the time anyway, and so for us to have a meeting at our house, it was a chance, number one, to get the house cleaned up, and then I usually bake brownies, so that was kind of special, and then we were together, and we were talking about something that we had mutual excitement about, and honestly, in our life before, where we went to in two separate directions, we didn't have an evening together and have the bonding of doing something like ASEA, talking about it and telling our stories to the people that we care about, that we invited into our home. And it was really satisfying. We didn't look at it as, you know, we don't have time to do this. It was fun.
You know, I mean, there were nights when we were thinking, oh my gosh, another meeting. Wouldn't it be nice to just kick back? But then, like Nancy said, you got the house picked up, and next thing you knew, you had some people over, and before you knew it, you were having fun, and it was exciting, and people were joining you and bringing other folks. So it was really, you know, we work hard anyway, and this was a way to work hard, but really get a bigger reward. And it really kicked in for me a year or so ago when I was sitting down with my accountant, and he's just been amazed because we're doing better financially in the last 2 years, and I'm 68 years old, and I've had the same accountant my whole career. We were sitting down and looking at what I could afford to take from an IRA qualified plan that I've been contributing the maximum to for 35 or 36 years, and we looked at what that withdrawal could look like, and I realized that it was less than what I make weekly in a SIA, and I'd only been doing a SIA for, at that time, a little over 2 years, and I've been saving up and, you know, limiting, you know, saving money instead of spending it on motorhomes and lake places for 35 years, and I'd done better in a SIA after a couple of years than I'd done in a whole career of medicine, and it was really then that it hit me how powerful a retirement plan this ASEA business can be for people.
How important, when y'all are talking about, I'm going to go back to this because yeah, I think y'all are hearing some really cool stuff. And, you know,
Terry, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Terry? I think we lost you for a sec there. Hello? *6
Hey, Hello, Dick, Terry? We can hear you. Terry gets a beard, so just keep going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So Terry dropped out?
Yeah, he does that every now and again.
Yeah, I know that. That stinker. Well, we'll just talk.
Well,
I
was going to say something about how, you know, when early on, before I had joined Dick in the business, when I was kind of negative about ASEA, and every time I've gotten negative about ASEA, something has happened. A life has been changed, and
sorry.
I think back on it, and I feel kind of ashamed. And I'll tell you what happened. It was Christmas Day, and this is when I still thought this was just something that was going to take more time for us to do and we wouldn't reap any benefit from it. But it was Christmas Day and Dick was making calls. He made calls every day that he didn't work at the hospital to tell people about ASEA. And it was Christmas Day and I got all negative about it and I said, do you have to bother people on Christmas? You know, give it a rest one day. And what happened was he said, no, I'm calling this friend of ours, Rick Davis, and we hadn't talked to him for probably 6 years, and I thought, oh, gosh. But what happened was our friend had had some blood sugar problems for the better part of 30 years, and Dick started telling him about ASEA. He came over that day to get some. He was so excited to try it, and within 3 days, he had the feeling back in his feet. And I was feeling ashamed that I had had those negative thoughts because if Dick had not called our friend, you know, he would still be suffering. And seems like every time I was negative about it, I completely changed because somebody's life really was saved and a lot of suffering was saved, so.
And he's a bronze in our business and really looking forward to financial freedom as well because he's worked hard all his life and never had the kind of freedom that we have, but he's going to have it. And, you know, so it's that's the kind of thing that keeps you going, keeps you making calls.
You know, and I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I could hear y'all. And when I heard Jim pop on, I was like, okay, I got to dial back in.
Yeah, my phone does that every once in a while too.
You're hitting, like I said, what I was trying to say before, but I'll come back to it. But this one piece you're hitting right now, and I find, let me ask you this, guys, do y'all find a lot of people, or do you think it's possible, or this is a better way to put it, do you think it's possible right now for people to really, really, truly understand where we are and what we have our hands on when it comes to this product and technology? And I'm not talking about, Virtus. I'm talking about us as a social base. If you're listening in, do you think it's really possible for them to truly understand where we are?
I think it's difficult because I think it's even difficult for us to understand how big this thing is. And it's, I think we're really just seeing the tip of the iceberg for the potential that this technology has, and certainly this company, because we've got a monopoly. We're the only ones that knows how to harness this technology, and it has huge potential across the board for people's health. And, you know, whenever you've got something like that and you've got it tied to a company with the ethics and the management savvy and the vision and the people, I think that, those of us who are doing very well now are going to be doing fantastically in the future. And everybody that gets in now and for the next few years gets in and stakes their, future on ASEA and goes to work is going to be very, very happy with the long-term results of their business, because I think we don't know what the limit is or what the top is for this company. I think we've just begun to scratch the surface, and I feel a new sense of commitment by corporate too, with Tyler coming back in and doing these seminars and challenging us to do the double of difference. And I just talked to a gal today that I talked to with my son a couple of years ago, and she wasn't all that interested, and now she's wanting to get some of the product, and she's a successful realtor, and she told my son that she wasn't at all interested in the business. And I said, do you realize that since I've talked to you, I'm now generating over $15,000 a month in residuals? And she says, you're what? I said, that's residuals. That's not sales that I'm making this month. That's residuals. And she says, well, maybe I ought to think about this a little bit harder.
Now, I'm not sure if y'all answered this question before. I want to go back to it. If you did, just say we got it, or you heard me. But how because with y'all's busy schedule in the beginning, how important was it for your team and the growth to have those consistent meetings?
Oh, it was crucial. In fact, we haven't had them for a while, and we've seen our local growth sort of drop off, so we're having one tomorrow night. It's a seeding ground for new people to start to bring people to events, because it's really non-threatening. You're just coming to somebody's house. They like to come over and see our log home, and Nancy has brownies. And so I think in-home meetings have been the foundation of this industry, not just in ASEA, but for a number of different companies. I think people who aren't taking advantage of some sort of small group meeting, whether it's in your home or, you know, down at the neighbor coffee shop or something, are really missing the boat, because it's an easy thing to get people to. I would say that most of our team, especially initially, came into our business through an in-home meeting. And we now have groups all over the world. And, Gina Moran, who's our first diamond, first came to our house to an opportunity meeting one rainy night, and her husband kind of drug her there, and she wasn't all that happy about being there, but we've now had a business relationship together now for a number of years. So, in-home meetings can be very powerful.
Now, let me ask you guys, in the building a network, and this is probably a good question for you, Nancy. I mean, really, either one, but Nancy, how have, and we talk about believe, belong, become. And to believe, it's one thing. I think it's pretty simple. You use a product to belong. You get around the people, you'll feel the family feel pretty quick. But to become, that's not the easy part in this business. But it tends to stretch you. But, and I think that's what, to me, that's the real product, or what starts to happen. How has being a part of this and the success and the growth, how have y'all thought it's changed you? I mean, what has it done for you guys?
Well, for me, I mean, it's been huge for me, and I am a very shy, kind of introverted person that does not like to speak in public at all. And I realize that success requires that you grow, and I want to grow. It's just not easy to grow, but in ASEA, you're surrounded by people who truly care about your personal growth and care about you and care about your dreams, and they support you and help you along the way. So it makes it less scary, and it's so satisfying because I never want to stop growing. I think we've all known people who graduate from high school and say, okay, there, now I don't have to learn another thing. But that, you know, the personal growth and learning to do things that are for me, scary, and are so rewarding, and I never want to stop learning. So it's a nice, it's a perfect environment to grow.
Yeah, for me, Terry, it was, you know, I kind of enjoy public speaking, and I don't mind at all getting up in front of a group and talking to them. For me, it was really getting in touch with my emotions, because as a emergency doc, I spent my career hiding my emotions just because I had to at work. But ASEA really allowed me to sort of get back in touch with that, sometimes to the point where I become a blubbering idiot in front of groups and trying to tell a story. But you know, if you'd have known me 10 years ago, you would never see that happen. You know, I was pretty much tightly controlled, and those emotions were pretty deep down, but you know, this business is such a caring business, and you hear so many stories that you can't help but be touched by it. And so I think that's also made me a better leader. It's made me have more influence over people, and it's really helped me to become a much broader, balanced person than I was before.
Let's talk about two more things before I'll let y'all close out. Two things I'd like to cover. One, three-way calls and two charge-up calls. So, one, how has leveraging third-party credibility or three-way calls or connect calls, or how has that helped you in your growth, and how does it continue to help for your even your organization or for yourself? How does this help?
I'll cover that one first. I think it's the most important thing, or one of the top one or two things that people have to engage in if they're going to be successful. I still do them. I'm guilty. I could do them more, but I do them. I try to connect my prospects to other people as quickly as I can. Sometimes I'll connect them to three or four or five people, and I can plot the success of people in my organization as a function of whether or not they do three-way calls, and there's a direct correlation. I mean, the ones that are doing them are successful or moving up in the ranks or are enrolling people, and the ones that aren't are just oftentimes just struggling, and, you know, they'll call and they'll say, boy, I talked to six people and none of them were interested, and I'd say, that's really strange because you didn't talk to me with any of them, or did you get them on a three-way call with anybody, and they haven't. And so three-way calls are, I think, the fairy dust of network marketing. They're the magic ingredient, and they work so well that and they're free, and they are absolutely non-threatening, and you just, it's the first one or two that you do to get comfortable for a new person. And once you do those, you're going to, I think, do them all the time, because it's the easiest way to let somebody else do your work for you that I know of. And they're just a very, very, very successful and crucial tool to building a network marketing business. And it's one of the things that allowed me to build this when I was so busy, because I had to connect people with others on the team, because I didn't have the time to do all the work myself.
Yeah, I think if you're not using three-way calls, you are missing a whole treasure chest that, you know, your team, and this is true for everybody's team, but what I can speak to our team, but so many people in our team have skills and experiences that I don't have, and those are all available to me to use on a three-way call. So I can call Jerry White. I can call you, Terry. I've called Maureen. She's been kind to do a three-way with me. But there are so many, and Dick as well, so many talented people that if I did not use their talent, I would be overlooking a huge valuable resource that I wouldn't even be tapping into. So it's dumb not to use it.
Awesome. And I'd like to share that for me, we definitely wouldn't be where we are with that third party. And Dick, you've been an amazing support for that too. And I'll come back to that here in a sec. But how now the charge-up call, how do y'all leverage that for the keeping the focus on for the team going forward or keeping the glue together? How do you leverage a charge-up call? How do you see it?
Yeah, we really strongly try to get especially new associates on there. I say, listen, get on there every day for the first 2 weeks, and then you can decide whether or not you're going to stay on there, but you're going to find that they're really crucial to getting your business going. And then mostly, I don't usually have to convince them to do it after that because they start to realize how important it is, the experiences they're hearing about, the training that they're getting. And then people who are really moving up on the team, I try to get them involved on a three-way or on a charge-up call so that they start to feel part of it and they start to realize this is a bigger thing and that they can contribute. So the charge-up call is another magical ingredient that we have in ASEA that I don't think very many other networking companies have. So that's a gift that keeps on giving and something that's really important, and we support that and try to do our part by doing one or two a month as presenters. That's also right up there with the three-way call as a crucial ingredient for a new person.
Awesome. And let's, as we wind this call down, what are some, we have brand new people going to listen to this, people that's been in for a while, medical people, non-medical people, all types of people. What's some advice that y'all can give as we close out this call? What's some things you would like to give as for advice?
A couple of pearls. I would say don't ever prejudge whether somebody's going to want to join your team and do this as a business, because a lot of people will surprise you. You may not think that they are interested, and unless you mention it, they won't be. I'm working a lot with my son now, and he's a little bit timid, like that realtor gal today. He said, well, she told me a couple times she wasn't interested in the business. She just wanted to order a product. And I said, Sean, I'll get the order from her, but I really want her to at least give me a referral, and I think she might be somebody who could be interested. And, after a short conversation, she's open to looking further. So it's just a question of asking people, especially about the business. I think new people are really timid to ask about the business and want to just lead with the product and the product. But when it comes to the product, I'll also say don't ever underestimate this product, and don't ever conclude that somebody's illness might not respond to this, because, I'm a experienced physician, and I still am surprised on a daily basis for what this product can sometimes can do for people in a pretty dramatic way, and everybody's going to benefit from the wellness aspects of it. So don't be afraid to recommend this to anybody to improve their health, because it's going to improve everybody's health at a significant level, and it's going to have profound effects for a lot of people.
Yeah. I think that's good, and what Dick just said about asking for referrals, I sometimes myself, I forget about that until he reminds me. But what I was going to say is that you can use your own story as a tool, and that way you're speaking from your heart and you're not having to think, okay, I'm trying to get them to listen to a video, but all you have to say is, this is why Dick and I, this is what I say. Dick and I are doing this business because we want freedom in our retirement years. We want to have financial stability to be able to travel and live our life the way that we want to live it. And we also want to do something that's meaningful. We don't want to just sit and watch TV and do nothing. We want to contribute. We want to we're excited about being a vital part of our community and our state and our country, and to go globally and share this with people too, because everybody needs it. It's just so exciting, and this is what we're doing. And you might want to look at it because you might want to do the same thing. And then I also tell my story about how I hurt from head to toe if I'm talking to somebody who has a health issue. And then I say, you know, you might want to check it out because I have had 100% recovery. And so it's something I can talk about because it's my life and it's me, and it's easy to do, to use that as a tool.
Well, guys, I want to, as we close out this call, and then please hold on because I'd love to open up for questions as it shuts the recording, but I do want to make sure to thank and make sure totally have the utmost respect for what you guys represent and what y'all have done for the company, not only for the company, but for myself and our team. You guys, it's pretty cool. I love this business. And I always tell people, I believe network marketing is the eighth wonder of the world. And people a lot of times always equate that to the financial aspects of things. But when you get to see people transform and what this business can do, it is truly, truly amazing. So thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. And, heck, Dick, I know I've called you and have had people on our team where you don't have any financial gain from it. People call you and you'll step out of the ER or wherever you may be. I know you're running both, burning the candle both ends, especially back in the day, to do three-way, so I appreciate that. But thank you guys for taking time. And hold on a second, we'll shut the recording. We'll open up questions. Hold on one quick sec.
It's our pleasure.